A New Haven woman is scheduled to be deported to her native Bangladesh this Thursday. Earlier Tuesday, she made it to Hartford for her final check-in with immigration officials. As Connecticut Public Radio's Frankie Graziano reports, Salma Sikander was joined by supporters who rallied against immigration and customs enforcement policies.
Keep Salma home! Keep Salma home!
Sikander's family is hoping for an emergency stay so that she won't have to leave her husband and son Samir Mahmood behind.
I'm no good feeling. I'm stay here with my son.
She really tears up. That's why she can't speak that much. But she just says that her heart is broken, that she stayed here for so long that she has to leave potentially after 20 years, and that she's not even going to see me fulfill my first day of college.
Mahmood starts college at Quinnipiac University 4 days after the scheduled deportation. Charla Nitch organized the rally outside of the hearing.
He's never been without her, and he's a first-generation college student. His parents both work at McDonald's. It's been their dream to send him off to college. This is senseless. It's cruel. It's just like any other ICE separation. There's absolutely no reason. She is no threat to Homeland Security.
Members of Sikander's family, joined by supporters, are engaging in a hunger strike outside of the Hartford Immigration Court. They plan on staying there until Sikander is granted a stay. Frankie Graziano, Connecticut Public Radio.